Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals were off yesterday. Tonight, they wrap up the first half this weekend of the season with the Mets. Mets in town, 7:10 first pitch. Royals two games under 500. Vern's on deck show starts at 6 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Next up on... Turn my microphone on. Next up on What's Trending, Carlos Estevez has just been added to the All-Star game.
All right, replacing
Jacob deGrom. Ideally, he'd get in a close situation so he can go Super Saiyan again, maybe. Perhaps, but in an All-Star game version. Two-time All-Star now for Carlos Estevez. He is tied for the American League lead in saves right now. And like I said, he'll replace Jacob deGrom. So the Royals now have three All-Stars in the game. Mikel Garcia still robbed. But glad for Carlos Estevez for getting...
He should be an All-Star, and I'm selfishly happy because now I think it's almost...
Your bold prediction came true.
I think it's pretty much a lock that the preseason bold predictions that we all made, it's going to happen. I said, what was yours again?
Michael Matthews is going to hit 20 home runs.
I said Q was going to win AL Manager of the Year.
Well, those are both not happening.
They're both for a reason.
Yeah. Carlos, I think it's just a lock. Now, he's the All-Star. And said he was going to have a career high in saves. Now, he's got a little work to do, but he'll need like seven in the second half to get there. Good for him. I understand the strikeout numbers are not as impressive as Hader or Suarez or some of these other closers.
He's getting the job done, though.
On a team under 500, he's got as many saves as anybody. I'm with you.
Good for Carlos Estevez. Congratulations.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, the Chargers running back Najee Harris. Remember, they signed the veteran back in the offseason. He was injured in a fireworks accident, but he is expected to be ready for the season, according to his agent. He had like a superficial cut or something near his eye, I believe, is this. But this is not a JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, losing a digit kind of thing.
Sounds like he's lucky to not lose his eye.
But yeah, and also it's just like, man, you're still playing in the league. You're worth millions of dollars. Like maybe the whole fireworks thing. Maybe you can watch them. Maybe you don't go near the firecrackers, you know?
I just think that should be a rule of thumb if you are a professional athlete earning money playing sports. Just Cool. Fireworks are fun. I'm sure you like shooting them off. You can get as many Roman candles or sparkler bombs or mortars that you want. 45 years old when you're retired. Don't risk being near a firework up to that point. You got lucky. So other people were hospitalized and stuff in the accident.
Yeah, it was a very serious thing.
Next up in Watch Dream, the KC Current Teal Rising Cup Tourney begins tomorrow night. Doubleheader out at KC Current game. And the second game at halftime, the media game, will take place as well. Captains Jillian Carroll and Mackenzie Nelson will lead the way, at least on that end. But yeah, more KC Current action this weekend. Obviously excited for that as well. It's just such a fun stadium. It's nice little, it feels intimate, but they also they do a really good job of the attendance has been so good. It always feels like a really good atmosphere.
Yeah, this is not part of the season ticket package because it's not an NWSL game. But yeah, I enjoy going to games. I've had tickets since they opened the stadium last year and everything.
When's the next regular season game?
Not till middle of August.
What?
Yeah, the way the international schedule works and everything. Yeah, not till a home game, I think, is against Orlando in mid-August, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, okay. Man, media game. Get stretched out. Get to
loose.
Go, you know?
How's the body feeling?
Good. Good.
It was not as assuring as I was hoping for, but okay.
Allergies have been bad this week. Really bad.
Yeah, I saw you used your inhaler yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So,
this is where Nick allergies. Would normally have said HIPAA.
Yeah.
Releasing private medical information.
No, so I don't use a rescue inhaler, but I've taken an inhaler still for the last year. I do a puff in the morning, Cody, and a puff at night of it's not a rescue inhaler. Some of you do other types of puffs, but and this week I've needed to do two instead of one. I don't know if it's allergies or what's going on, but I'm ready for the game Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be playing. You gonna score a goal or no?
No. No. I never score a goal. I try.
Today
I tried.
Tomorrow could be the day.
I've had multiple missed opportunities over the years. The closest one I got was when I just missed one off
That was rough.
That one hurt.
That was rough.
It was a wide open shot that I missed on that one. That one will forever haunt me.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, a fan club Friday here on the show. Josh Briscoe going to join us in studio. It's been a little bit since we had Briscoe. We'll talk about Trey Smith. Talk about the Josh Simmons conversation we had a little bit earlier on in the show as well. And Fan Club throughout the summer is sponsored by Circa Resort Las Vegas. You and I are heading out to Vegas for contest weekend in August. Cannot wait to be back out there. It's my favorite place to be in Vegas. Unbelievable setup, stadium swim, and they have an unbelievable contest. Circa Millions, Circa Survivor, they're both back with a massive $21 million in guaranteed prizes. So in Circa Million, you pick 5 games against the spread each week. There's 120 plus different ways to win. $6 million guaranteed for a winner. Circa Survivor, 1 pick a week, so you're not dealing with point spreads. Last the longest to win at all, $15 million guaranteed. So, circusports.com, and we'll be out there. If you're going to sign up anyway, join us for contest weekend. We'll be there on the 20th through the 23rd of August.
Plenty of times to hang out, have a good time in Vegas together.
Who knows what's going to happen?
I feel like you and I have got to look hard at an entry this year.
Oh, we've talked about it. I think we might have to get a few people involved on the old entry.
You could front us all with your Caitlin Clark money.
Yeah, that starts tonight.
Auction starts tonight at 7
o'clock.
I'm
and then it's 28
bidder.
Why don't you be the first bidder, Cody?
The first bidder.
Why don't you be the first bidder?
For what's the opening bid?
$1,000 is the opening bid. Why don't you? It's not going to sell for $1,000.
For $1,000.
Yeah, it's not going to sell for $1,000. It's going to sell for more. So why don't you be the first bidder? And then, Drew, you can be the next one at $1,500. And then somebody else can be the next one at $2,000. And we can get this thing going.
Now it just sounds like you're trying to trick us into buying your Caitlin Clark card. You and I both know. The numbers will not jump until
it's going to be low.
Second to last.
So last night was another example.
Last day.
There was a weekly auction that ended on a different Caitlin Clark card last night, and it was at $2,100 until 2 hours to go, and it closed at $8,000. So that's my point. There's a chance for 3.5 weeks, dude. This thing sits at $1,500. I hope not, but there's a very real chance.
You would at least be at sitting at $3,000 or something.
Correct.
And then in the
final 2 hours, it blows up.
It's still a Caitlin Clark 101.
It is.
I do think that general appeal still really
I told
helps
you. There's
weekly
a
updates start next week, by the way.
There's a discrepancy of disappointment, being fine, and being thrilled. Okay. Disappointment, if that card sells for $3,000 or less, I'm going to be really upset. Okay.
Yes.
If it sells for $6,000 to $8,000, I'll be okay. All right. All right.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. Anything above $8,000, at this point, I'll be thrilled. I really will. Yeah.
What would you do if it sold for $40,000?
Oh, it's not. There's no chance in that happens.
Zero?
Yeah, honestly, 0% chance.
Dang.
If it sold for 20, I would be ecstatic. We'll do something as a show if that's the case.
Okay. That's what we're rooting for, everybody.
If it goes 20, for over, yeah, it's got to go for 20 for that to happen.
Auction site is Goldin, G-O-L-D-I-N, yeah. If you're curious.
I had to sell, as someone with the last name Gold, I had to sell the gold Caitlin Clark card on a site called Goldin. I mean, come on.
It's a little too on the nose.
It's all right there, man.
it's all so connected. Yeah. I'm a little bit worried. More worried about baseball in a couple of years because everyone seemed to be threatening lockout. But I thought really interesting article from Evan Drellich yesterday over at The Athletic in which he has quotes from Rob Manfred or quotes from people around Rob Manfred suggesting that he is pushing, and this is their article, saying hard for a salary cap in the next collective bargaining agreement. And while you and I still think it's the longest of long shots that would actually take place, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is why? So if David Sampson's right, and the reason why is to make yourself look good for the owners who want the salary cap, even though you know it's not going to happen, that would make some sense. What could the other why be? Well, is baseball worried about the competitive balance now, finally, for the first time in 200 years? Or is this all just for show? Because it's only one of those two things. They have to actually care about competitive balance.
I think there's probably a few more owners that feel stronger about it than they ever have based off of, other than the Royals over the last, 30 years. I mean, you just don't have small market teams win world championships. It just doesn't happen. And also over the last couple years, we've seen deferred contracts become a bigger thing. And we've seen the Dodgers take it to the extreme. And by the way, they have every right to. They have the money to do it. Nobody should be mad at the Dodgers. They're playing the game the way the game can be played right now.
Yeah, so as a result of that, they're stacking up championships.
Yeah, and here is what you alluded to. David Sampson, former Marlins team president, what he had to say in the scenario that he thinks is really happening.
It is hard for me to believe that baseball will put the salary cap in anything other than like to have, don't need to have. It is very likely that what baseball is doing, smartly so, is recognizing that owners are arguing over this, and one of the ways to deal with it is to come to a consensus that's not really a consensus. What I mean by that is you go to the table with an idea of wanting a salary cap, knowing very well you're not going to get it, but you get to tell the owners who are hardline salary cap owners, man, we tried. We were all in. We were ready to go lockout strike for 2 years to get you what you wanted, Jerry, but we're not getting it. We are simply not going to get it. Then the commissioner's office gets to have plausible deniability for any level of either incompetence or competence at the negotiating table. And this group is quite competent. But the deniability is, hey, this ain't me. We went in all in on your issue and it didn't work.
I do think it's funny.
Make no mistake.
I do think
Rob
it's funny.
Rob Manfred, after the owners meeting talking to the media, I count that as day one of the new CBA negotiation.
There you go.
Could wrap that sentence up already, Dave. I do think it's funny that when he says Jerry, he is definitely talking about Jerry Reinsdorf.
Of course.
Who's one of the worst owners in baseball. And funny, he wants a cap, even though they're in the fourth biggest baseball market available. I don't understand Chicago as a market from a baseball perspective and really what has happened to the Bulls since their run in the 90s as well. They act like this tiny little Midwest market who can't spend any money. They're one of the largest markets in all of these professional sports leagues and constantly act broke. Look, I understand why Jerry Reinsdorf or John Sherman or a bunch of owners would want a salary cap. But if you're the players, what's the thing you would take that actually makes it worth it? It has to come with a certain percentage of revenue share.
Yep.
And it would have to come with a salary floor. You're not letting the Marlins spend $32 million or the White Sox spend $45 million anymore.
And that's why it seems like it's still very unlikely we're getting a cap, because you don't get a cap without a floor. You don't get agreed upon without a floor, and you don't have a floor without a cap. And what would cause them to agree to that? And I think the reality is it would have to also, Cody, I think, lead to significant games being missed in 2027. Not a lockout from November 10th to March 5th, okay, that delays spring training or whatever it is. I'm talking about what would be terrible for fans almost would have to happen for the long-term good.
Like, we don't have baseball for an entire year.
Yeah, which would be devastating to the sport, and I hope never happens. But, my point is, I don't think we get a floor and a cap without something terrible like that happening where you actually miss baseball for a significant chunk of time.
It took I mean, it took baseball, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa roided up for an entire summer to bring baseball back the year that they lost. And so it's like, can you recreate that? Can you recreate the summer of McGwire and Sosa for me? Can you promise? Because that's what it would take to do it. The problem in baseball, and like we talk about the competitive bounce all the time, it very much exists. But for a professional sport, it's crazy. Even European soccer, a sport that, Drew, I think you've talked about, is not balanced in the sense that there are always going to be teams with more money. They do still, however, limit the amount of money you can spend in each league. How they still try to put a financial constraint on it, at least in some way.
Well, and this is the thing, too.
And you get more money for being good.
Well, yes, and there's financial fair play rules that essentially, if you break them, it is a stiff penalty. It is hefty, where you can lose points in the table, where all of a sudden they might start the season.
That's going to cost you wins in a baseball season.
You might start the season, and you're 20 points behind everybody else, and everybody's starting at zero. So, I mean, theoretically, a stiff penalty would be like, hey.
And you know they'll never agree to that, but yeah.
You're already starting the season.
The Dodgers are essentially 0-5 to start? Sure.
Yeah, something along those lines. In terms of your win percentage, it takes a hit because you are breaking the rules of the financial spending.
But here's this. Like, look at a league. I got to be honest. They actually need a lockout. Like, this sounds stupid. They need something serious enough or to be serious enough to actually do this. They got a team in this league right now who has an active payroll of $279 million. They have a team with an active payroll of $331 or total payroll and $337 in the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Phillies. Now, active is different because some of those guys are paying like Shohei Ohtani way later. The active money is $247, $243, and $230. And then they have teams in this league spending $44 million. Can you? I mean, seriously, can you seriously have a league in which one team spends $250 million and other teams spend $44?
Not if you want parity.
Crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, just say, hey, you got to spend $100 million and we'll cap it at $2 or $225. And it'll go up every year. The floor raise. This doesn't seem like a huge concession to me. And yet I'm with you, Gold. Like, the odds of them actually agreeing to it, the players and the owners and everybody else actually agreeing to it, seems impossible.
Anchor comp of college football is a good one, too. It's just like college football. And in this scenario, whatever team is spending 44 or the Royals in this, the Royals are a group of five team, are a team in the MAC, where the Yankees and Mets and Dodgers are proverbially the Georgia Bulldogs or the Alabamas of this group.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It doesn't seem sustainable forever. I don't think your sport can forever just be the sport that's like, well, we never had a salary cap, so it's super hard to implement now. Like, it's probably time. You had a good run of the cap-free life where the big teams got to do whatever the hell they wanted. Get a TV deal where everybody's in-house and just spread the money around and make this thing equitable. If you're the owner of the Dodgers, your team's still going to go up by a certain percentage. You can still buy all the amenities that people don't even talk about in baseball that we've talked about, where it's like, you can buy 15 pitching machines that cost $500,000 each, and the Royals can afford two. You can buy state-of-the-art facility. You can still buy advantages.
Still a free agent destination.
Yeah, it's still a free agent destination. We know for a fact that people like players like Shohei Ohtani and others, they like to be on the coast. You still have advantages. No one's taking those away from you. Just one less advantage. Like, it's going to be the monetary advantage, you know, that's all.
It's going to get ugly though. This is not after this season. All right. This is after the 2026 season. It's December of 2026, basically, where you know what's going to hit the fan, and we're going to find out what actually is going to happen. I think there's a real chance that some games are missed in 2027. Which would be devastating for the sport.
I agree with that. I mean, don't get another strike. You can't afford that. That's not what
they're on our heck of a heater right now. I honestly do. Like, we have our complaints, but
yeah,
like,
got some stars.
I actually think the league is doing really well right now. The expansion of the playoff, the pitch clock, the ABS next year, I think will be another one of those. We say, oh wow, this is great. I really think we'll say that.
This viewership,
young star pitchers right now, it's unbelievable. Like Mazurowski and Burns and some of these young schemes, like all these young pitchers are coming back. Like starting pitching is starting to become more of the cool blockbuster type of thing that it was many years ago. Obviously we all like watching Judge and stuff, but like for a while, like starting pitching, because nobody's going eight innings on a regular basis anymore. That just doesn't happen in baseball anymore. But it doesn't matter. When you see Mizorowski getting 12 strikeouts, people are talking about him. And he's only, you know what, 23 years old, 22 years old or something like that.
I forget what the number was, but it was viewership between 18 and 39-year-olds is highest it's been in a very long time. So more people are paying attention to it who are high school, college, my age, you know.
So just don't lose that momentum. Meanwhile, we get these emails every once in a while, little press things out, you know, sometimes offshore odds, gold, if you will, that kind of set that up. This is an offshore odds thing, and I think as football is around the corner, like you said, what, a week and a half? You and I will be up in St. Joe. I think the high is like 95 that day.
Perfect.
Cooked day up in St. Joe. Going to sweat early up there, you know?
We're going to lose a few LBs up there.
Probably. You guys will be celebrating like Trey Smith was when he was talking to Nick Adams.
Yeah,
you know?
At this point, right? At least on there. But they sent out their list of offshore odds currently of first NFL coach fired. Now, this is always a fun thing to look at. First off, I just thought you should know that tied for dead last is Andy Reid. Him and Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I would say
500
to
1.
Two coaches that were in the Super Bowl? I would say so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel, who just got hired at 250 to 1. Pete Carroll at 200 to 1. So some guys who just got hired, like, maybe it would have to go bad and bad and bad and outside of that. So, you know, there you go, at least on that end. Most likely to be fired, what's your guys' guess? And then I'll tell you the answer.
That's either McDaniel or Dable.
Drew, what do you think?
Maybe my guess.
I was going to say McDaniel.
It is Dable. Okay. You're correct in at least the two. Mike McDaniel with the second best odds to be
and then,
fired.
Can I keep going? I honestly haven't seen this. Here's who should be on the hot seat. I don't know if their odds are. Brian Callahan in Tennessee is one to watch if things go
Brian
south.
Brian Callahan, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more coaches after the two that you already listed, Dable and McDaniel, before they get
what's
to...
What's the guy out in Arizona?
Brian Callahan. Oh, that's Jonathan Gannon. He is on the list. Yeah. He comes in at 6. Mm-hmm.
Steichen.
Shane Steichen is... third, there right behind Mike McDaniel. Shane Steichen on the hot list.
He's got Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones in his quarterback.
Yeah, it's a tough spot
Kevin Stefanski comes in at fourth.
Yeah, I can see that.
After Jonathan Gannon, what were you going to say about Stefanski?
I was just going to say, like, I mean, you talk about quarterback situation. I still think he's such a
good coach. What do you want
I think
to
he's
do?
A good coach, but he's just, I mean, he's in a bad spot. Flacco, Gabriel, or Sanders this year, basically, or Kenny Pickett. I just, yeah, I don't know what you expect from the guy.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess. Then it's Zach Taylor at 8-1.
Another bad September gets interesting.
I still don't think they're firing him.
Not this is. This is not if they're getting. This is first coach fired.
First
right?
coach
not,
fired.
Not just will they get fired after the season.
Okay. Okay.
So that makes more Zach Taylor. No, they're not firing Zach Taylor in season. I agree with you there. You know what I mean? Like I think he could get fired, but he's not getting fired in season. That they're not doing that. Now, how many teams with a quarterback like Joe Burrow are firing their coach in season?
Anyway. For Zach Taylor to get fired, period. I think it would take 4-13 or worse.
Are you sure? If they start 1-4, his ass is on the street.
I don't think
I'll just be honest with you. He's had three bad starts in a row. They've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. That team starts 1-3, 1-4.
I don't think they fire him in season.
He's in the unemployment line.
Cody, five games. Cody, I don't think they fire him in season.
Mike Brown kept Marvin Lewis around for a decade plus.
I think they would have to honestly be like 1-9 for him to get fired in season. If they are a 4 or 5 win team, which I don't think they will be.
I think he's gone.
Then he's gone. He's gone. Anything short of a playoff berth, he's cooked.
If they won 9 games and missed it, I don't think they would fire him, although I would say they probably should.
I still stand
by think they
by
would have to win fewer than nine
be
games.
Less time than passed before Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl.
But Joe Burrow really likes him, and you're going to listen to him.
I think it's more the ownership thing. The owner's cheap. How many years left on the contract for Zach Taylor? He doesn't want to be paying out two coaches. I think that's part of it.
They recently gave him the extension, I think, after they made it to the second AFC title game.
He's only under contract through the 2026 season.
So they have to pay out one year.
That actually wouldn't be too bad, but I still think
Is there a surprise? Like for being the first coach fired, it takes a lot, right? Like it's one thing to think there. You know, we know there's going to be 5 openings at the end of the season. That's something we can predict a little bit easier. The first coach... I mean, Mike McDaniel, they would have to get off to a really bad start. But like, I don't think Mike McDaniel will be the coach of the Dolphins
Who would be a surprise name? Is what you're
give me?
Asking?
Yeah, give me more of a surprise.
Who's the coach in Seattle? I know
in year two, Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
Or not Mike McDaniel. McDonald. Sorry.
I don't know why. I just get the feeling that if they, for whatever reason, if they have a bad season, if they get off to a bad start, maybe they're going to second guess things.
In year two?
Is Dave Canales a surprise name because he's only in year two?
With that owner, it would definitely be a surprise.
That's about as high as I could probably
Canales
go.
Canales might be a good pull, though, because that means Bryce Young didn't pan out again. And you would just restart with everything, the head coach, the quarterback, and all of it.
I know anybody below essentially Todd Bowles, Kyle Shanahan. None of those guys are getting fired. Kyle Shanahan, Todd Bowles, Matt LaFleur, Tomlin, McVay. These are the guys they list. O'Connell. Right. None of those guys are getting fired.
For first coach or period?
For first coach.
Okay. Okay.
Like in an off-season, could Tomlin?
I think there's one that I think could be off-season as well, and it's not
People
Tomlin.
People are saying Brian Schottenheimer after 1 year. I think they'd have to win three or four games. Dallas doesn't fire coaches in season. They just don't.
Somebody's getting fired in season. It happens every year.
But what, this is the thing,
though. Let me say, Brian Schottenheimer, I don't think will be that
good. What if Mike Tomlin's available, though? Like I think it changes if somebody's on the market.
For first coach, it wouldn't. Mike Tomlin's not getting fired in season either.
I'm saying for first coach, I agree with you. He's not getting fired first, but off season wise, if Mike Tomlin gets fired, I think
he would get hired as soon as possible.
I think Jerry would fire Schottenheimer even if they went like 9-8 and made the playoffs. I think he'd be like, no, we're going to have Mike Tomlin on. I think he would jump those bounds to get to Mike Tomlin.
I think it'll be McDaniel. They've set up their team to lose. I think they want to.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Mark. I don't think they're a good team. That's just like, I don't think they're like scheming it out to get him fired. I just think the team stinks roster wise. Yeah, I'm with you. That's what you're saying. Like,
yeah, they're set up to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that as a result of that, I think Mike McDaniel's actually my answer is him. If you made me guess,
there's one name. It's not first. If they miss the playoffs for whatever reason, I think John Harbaugh would be fired.
How are you trying to tell me John Harbaugh is going to get fired, but Zach Taylor's not for missing the playoffs?
Because I think the ownership. I think there's a level of like the cheapness of Mike Brown, I think, where he's like, you know what? And also, not that Lamar Jackson doesn't like John Harbaugh, but I think Joe Burrow is vocally supportive of Zach Taylor enough where I think it just wouldn't happen.
I like real this suggestion. Someone says Falcons, Raheem Morris.
Oh, okay.
It's only year two, though. It's only year two for him, but yeah.
Y'all mentioned some year two guys as the one.
Especially
surprises.
Because it doesn't go well with Penix. They might try somebody else.
McDonald, Canales, and Raheem Morris?
I was just looking at it. Like, just, Drew, you're crazy.
What?
Zach Taylor is absolutely Zach Taylor is absolutely one of the three coaches on the hottest seat, in my opinion, in the entire
league. Think he is, and it's literally because Joe Burrow likes him. And I know that that's not the way that most teams should operate or would operate, but I really think that that is a thing that exists.
He is, in his coaching career, 2-14, 4-11, 10-7, they went to the Super Bowl and lost, 12-4, got lost
and,
in the...
And then they've fallen off then.
And then 9-8. He is 46-52. With what we all agree is a top five quarterback in the NFL, and he's missed the playoffs two straight years. Anything short of a playoff berth, he is definitely canned. Like, I think he's fired 100% of the time if he does not make the playoffs for the third consecutive year.
I think you can agree with both. Like, I think he's on the hot seat. 100% with you.
His seat's warm, I think.
I think his seat is hot. I also don't think he's getting fired. Even if they win 9 games, though?
I will say this. If they make the playoffs, though, everything that happened in the years past, I think, is totally restarted again in Mike Brown's mind. You make the playoffs with Joe Burrow, okay. If you lose in the playoffs, fine. Like, if you lose in the wild card round or divisional round, it's fine because you made the playoffs. I think that's the benchmark for Mike Brown, because Marvin Lewis made it so many years and lost all those years, and he stayed the head coach for 15 years.
All right, up next, we'll talk about the importance of this weekend series against the Mets, plus the random question of the day here on Cody and Gold.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install... I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I was looking up a list. To further my point on Zach Taylor should be fired. Actually, today, I've now decided.
You and Drew were still talking about it during the break.
He's a bad head coach.
Yeah, so much so I was late getting back in here.
He's a mediocre to bad head coach, and he should get canned. Warren Sharp put out the stat last night. The defense, or the Bengals defense, as we know, was ranked 31st last year. Really bad. And you're like, well, you know what? Maybe they just got unlucky, Cold. Maybe they faced a tough road, and every Pro Bowl quarterback came through town, and it really caused some problems for their defense. Nothing you can do. This is a list of quarterbacks that the Cincinnati Bengals faced last year. Jacoby Brissett, Daniel Jones, Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ritter, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, twice, Cooper Rush, Mason Rudolph, Will Levis, Andy Dalton, and Russell Wilson twice. That was the 31st ranked defense?
Rough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you're telling
you
me that they're just
were.
Getting some cornerback and their defense is fixed? No chance. Did they get 17 corners and four defensive ends and 16 linebackers? Because otherwise, no way I'm taking
that
team seriously.
In fairness, it is also important to note that they still have, like, Trey Hendrickson, I think the deal is going to happen, but he still is not signed in. Shamar Stewart is still holding this thing out, which
they're gonna be fine. They're gonna be just fine.
Being ridiculous.
They're gonna be just fine. They're gonna have MVP, coach of the year, win the division. They're going to the Super Bowl. Everything's gonna be just fine.
If they actually are better and they make the playoffs, will you admit that
just making the playoffs? That's not what we're talking about.
Hang on a second. Because I think the way that you've described it, Gold,
yes.
you think that we're going to be saying poor Joe Burrow and everybody's going to be crying boo-hoo.
Yep, because I think he's going to be amazing again.
I will say,
I think the defense is going to suck you know what again.
But so. But I think if they make the playoffs, then they didn't suck as bad as
people
thought. I think that we're not going to be saying that. We're not going to be crying boo-hoo for...
I don't know.
Poor
Joey.
It doesn't look good. I will say this. I understand why, from a neutral perspective, not being a fan, it does... should concern me a little bit that they don't have their all-pro edge rusher signed still.
All right, we'll get to the random question of the day here in about 8 minutes or so, but the Royals wrap up the first half of the season this weekend. Final shot to see them before the All-Star break at the K. Mets are in town. They're doing the Hosmer bobblehead, of course, the 10-year anniversary of the 2015 World Championship team. We all know that was against the New York Mets, so kind of cool that that's all tying together.
Enjoy that,
We'll be out there Sunday at 10:30 outside Gate B for the Wittesons, our launch event, official fan club of Bobby Wood Jr. The lookalike contest starts at 12:30, but if you're getting your haircut, it's free, by the way, you got to be there around 10:30 or so. That's when the haircuts will start. If you're someone that doesn't want to cut, you don't have enough hair to get the cut, we've got wigs, so you can still enter the lookalike contest. One of the prizes, a chance to sit in the Crown Club that game on Sunday with Cody and I, and I'm sure we'll make it on TV and stuff. That's why they've put us there, basically. So that'll be fun. And free food, free booze, you know.
So you can look like Bobby Wood Jr. on television. Yeah. Crown seats are all you can eat, all you can drink.
So we hope to see you out there Sunday. But this is a series where if you're very skeptical, and I totally get why you are, and I am as well, the offense and what they've done the last week, and you say, hey, it was against the Pirates or whatever, here's an opportunity this weekend to keep the momentum going and to show that, hey, no, this might be a little more sustainable going up against really, really good pitching, especially tonight, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And so if you can keep the offense going, especially if it's the big three, then I think people, when you look at the All-Star break, and if this team wins a series, they're going to be a game above 500 at the All-Star break after everything that happened, you'll be saying, okay, Still got a ton of work to do, and I still think they would have to come out of the All-Star break, and also at that point look to try to find another offensive bat that's not a rental. But this is a big I think it's a big series for the fan base as well as I think the players are starting to get confident already again. I think for the fan base to believe that, okay, no, this offense could come to life again, more than just a 12-game stretch.
Honestly, the attendance in this homestand has been very supportive in the early going so far. So you can't say they're just not showing up for you. But think about the swing right now. You were far behind. You had gotten 6.5, 7 games out of a playoff spot. You're now only 3.5 games out of a playoff spot after the Red Sox won last night. So you're close, but get swept and you're 5 games below 500. Win 1 out of 2, and then you're like, oh, 4 games. Win 2 out of 3, you're only 1 game below 500. Win all 3, you're above 500 again for the first time since early June when you had let some things kind of slip away. I think it's a massive series. It's one of multiple massive series coming in a row. But for the fan base part, the reason why is, and fans do this more than we do, they love to knock you for beating a bad team 3 times in a row. Do you know how hard it is in baseball? No matter how bad the team is. To win 3 consecutive games against even a bad opponent like the Pittsburgh Pirates. Sweeping series is hard. It is not an easily accomplished feat in Major League Baseball. It's why if you win 2 out of 3 games, you're a 120-win team over the course of 162. It's tough. So I don't discount them gold for getting a sweep. They didn't win 2 out of 3 or split a series against a bad Pirates team. They swept them. They ran them out of the building. But now the Mets are a much better team. And they're disadvantaged on you. Their bullpen is taxed from a doubleheader yesterday, both games of which they lost. They got their best starter tonight, but they don't even have a starter listed for their Sunday yet. A guy with a 5.5 ERA is starting on Saturday. So just because you're going up against their ace tonight, and it's definitely their ace tonight, doesn't mean you get to make excuses for the series. I would have taken 4 out of 6 in the homestand. Now I'm greedy, and I'd like 5 out of 6, obviously, and for them to take the series. But it does feel like a big series again because they just don't have a lot of wiggle room at this point of the season.
No. And it's still, I think, for the buy or sell conversation and the trade deadline conversation, I actually do think this weekend plays a huge role in that and how the organization might proceed.
Yeah.
And how aggressive they may or may not be. I still think they're going to dip their toe in both waters, right? The quote-unquote sell and the buy. Like I do, and you could say, oh, that you don't want to, you can't play both sides of it. I actually think you can, and I think that's what they're going to ultimately do. They're going to do a little bit of the sell. Doesn't mean they're selling everybody, but a little sell and a little bit of buy, but not buy.
Here goes a reliever, but here comes a bat.
But not buy for just this year. But buy, like, I'll be honest, like I do not want them buying for someone that's going to be here for 2.5 months. I think that would be a mistake. You want to buy someone that can help you this year and beyond, and the team continues to get hot and everything, and you get it yourself in a position, then trust me, we'll all be very happy to see that and see this team turn it around. But I still don't think even this series should shift the market drastically and how you're going to approach it. Like this weekend or the beginning of next week should not deter, you know, tell you not to trade Seth Lugo or something. That to me would be a mistake.
You want to do your guy Estevez?
No.
Okay.
He's got another year of control.
He does have another year of control.
All
I'm just
star,
asking because
All-Star Estevez.
A reliever to me makes sense in the buy a little, sell a little. Not a starter because, honestly, you don't have the starter depth to cover it right now. Unless there's some starter in AAA like Rich Hill who's getting ready to, you know, get hot, it seems incredibly unlikely that that would be the case. And so I really do think, like, if you do a little buying, a little selling, kind of the way you're describing, it is, we're not giving up any of the good guys. We're not giving up Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen. We're giving up the 20th ranked prospect in our system. We're getting back has one additional year of control outfielder. And in exchange, not for that deal necessarily directly, but to restock the system, we're giving away one of our many, I would say, relievers. Because that is where they have the depth to cover it. They could cover a reliever leaving the market. Now, I think it'd be easier if you still had Daniel Lynch or some of the other guys who've gotten dinged up, but between Urseg and Estevez and Cruz and Schreiber, like, their bullpen's really good. They fixed that in a year. So part of me thinks, like, if you got to cover one extra guy in the offseason, then just plan on covering it in the offseason.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question today is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. You can hit us up YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We like to remind you, you can subscribe over on YouTube. Don't miss any part of the show. You'll know we're going live or putting out content. I gotta be honest, we had an excellent YouTube content idea today that we were hoping to bring you down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Not gonna want to miss that. So just go ahead and subscribe over there now. That way, when that happens in a month, you will be happy.
Yeah, it's could be a couple months.
Is it as good of an idea as you guys think you've ever had?
No, because we've had some pretty good ideas.
We've done some good things, Drew.
Yes. But no, this one would be a very fun thing.
It would be entertaining for all. That's the point.
Yeah.
The question I have for you today is gauging interest once again for the random question of the day. It was announced this week that there will be 8 locations where Chuck E. Cheese is putting adult Chuck E. Cheese locations.
So Dave and Buster's
cities instead. Hold on.
Congratulations to them.
You don't have to call it Dave and Buster's yet. It's called Chuck's Arcade. It's got games. It's got air hockey. It's got, you know, all kinds of stuff that you expect. And obviously vintage games. So maybe a combination of like Up Down.
Okay.
And Dave and Buster's. Because
like old Chuck E. Cheese
classic games like Donkey Kong, Galaga. They will have some old Chuck E. Cheese games, okay, but essentially in the adult version. And they're claiming some will also have like the band part of it is at least incorporated
that
into
part
it in
some makes
way.
A difference because otherwise it sounds like Main Event or Dave and Buster's it and they're does. About 15 years too late.
Yeah. But you know, you get the nostalgia point. So what's your interest in adult Chuck E. Cheese? Chuck's Arcade.
Look, if you told me they opened one up and they had the band still, would I go one time as a joke and like a nostalgic thing? Sure.
Like
the question is
thing,
how
sure.
many repeat trips are you making? And that's where I don't think they'll succeed at this.
It does say they'll have state of the art racing simulators, Drew. Does that pique your interest a little bit more?
I think it does.
Those already exist, though.
Correct, but I can use them for free. I don't have to spend...
Oh, you think Chuck E. Cheese, adult Chuck E. Cheese is free?
No. I know. If we're talking state of the art... If we're talking state of the art, you want a state of the art sim, it's like $6,000.
Oh, like in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what a Chuck E. Cheese charge. $44.99 for you to get a little pass.
Someone says Dave and Buster's doesn't have pizza. They're not pizza at Dave and Buster's.
Are you sure? There's no way they don't.
They have a full menu.
I'm looking it up right now.
Hang on a second. Full menu at Dave and Buster's.
Maybe they don't have Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza slapped in
Pasquale's
a different way.
Pasquale's pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza was banging though. It was good.
Dave and Buster's got a full blown menu. I don't know. Yeah, like you said, I'm looking at it right now.
There is one game that I'm thinking of, Cody. In terms of the vintage stuff. There was like a pirate wheel. I do not remember for the life of me that game. Oh, did they still have it at Chuck E. Cheese?
I got kids, man. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese here.
I liked that game a lot. I would go one time
for nostalgic purposes if they had an adult Chuck E. Cheese pop up in the area. But again, I just don't think you're going, you know, multiple times.
Are they going to have like a ball pit?
Like,
oh, jeez.
But here, hang on. In a weird way, I think
adult
Drew's actually right.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I think the way to hit the nostalgia button is like, Alex, remember when we went to your 10th birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese? We're doing it again, but for your 35th, and we're going to all go to Chuck E. Cheese. I think they do have to have.
But what's the return?
Better
how do you
versions.
Get the people to keep coming?
That's tough, but I think they have to have like some bigger versions of the things that you play. Now, like I've been to like there's one called Rush Funplex near my house, and they have like a ball pit like an adult could jump into off like a giant ledge. Would you jump off into a ball pit? By the way,
sure.
Well, the heights. I thought maybe the heights would get you.
Oh, it's not that high. It's not higher than a diving board, a high dive.
It's probably comparable to a high dive. I don't know where your height level is. Yeah.
No higher than a high dive.
That's about maximum.
Yeah.
I just think that they're trying to play on that version of it. You would think that they
would
try to.
Someone says gold.
Into.
What if they also have gambling? Well, that was the whole Dave and Buster's thing they were talking about doing.
Well, you're going to. Actually, I think
classic logo. It says
they still haven't announced it, or they still haven't introduced that yet at Dave and Buster's. I don't think I've been there. I went like a month ago.
You just went?
I went like a month ago.
You live right by one.
Yeah, I live right by one. I love Dave and Buster's.
Okay. So that's why you'd be in on this.
I like the idea, but I just have the same feeling as you, Gold, though, where it's like we already get this with Dave and Buster's. Why should I be enticed?
And nostalgia.
I know the nostalgia aspect is great. I think. To Gold's point, though, I would like to go once for sure, but what's going to make me drive to Chuck's Arcade and want to invest my money?
That's what it's called, Chuck's Arcade.
More in
sounds that. Adult, you know, Chuck.
I do like the band idea, though. I'm intrigued to see what they do with it because Chuck E. Cheese was a great spot, obviously, as a kid growing up, but it seems
they should probably just sell.
Lore.
Yeah, they should probably just sell the vintage gear. It is an absolute, I mean this in the nicest way, Chuck E. Cheese. The last couple of times I've been there, it is an absolute assault on your senses.
Oh.
It's just so, and I feel that way about going to like other arcadey places sometimes. There's just so much I'm gonna sound so old here. There's so many lights and sounds. Did you mention
where they're planning on opening these?
There's one in Kansas City.
Is there?
Are they planning on opening one in Kansas City?
I was gonna say it's not open yet, but it's
cities.
It's,
there's going to be one in Kansas City.
So this is happening here. So we're gonna have to go one time.
We're going to Chuck's
one time. But again, I think it's a one-time thing.
I think it should be a station event. I think that would be hilarious.
At Chuck's Arcade?
Just one show there.
Yes.
Yep.
Where's it going to be?
It says KC Mo, so I don't know if it's downtown or where.
Let's see where they're going to put it. According to this, Chuck's Arcade will be at 88th and State Line in the Ward Parkway area, in the Ward Parkway Mall area.
Oh, okay.
Someone who lives in Walden for a very long time.
Yeah.
Very familiar over there by the movie theater and Trader Joe's and all that stuff.
For sure. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
That's where they claim Chuck's Arcade is going to be.
Do you think that's the right area in terms of attracting people?
I don't know if there's a bad area or not
in terms of getting people to come out.
I think that makes sense.
No, it's a perfectly fine area. Mm-hmm. There's already entertainment related stuff there. It's a shopping center, right? Yeah.
State Line's a very busy area. Mm. So
yeah, you get people from the Missouri and Kansas side, whatever. I mean, that's a pretty, and it's not far, it's not super close, but not far from like 435 in the Loop and stuff. So you can get on the.
Someone says, I'd rather have an adult Showbiz pizza.
I'm trying to think about what, but that's going even further back. They should sell some Showbiz stuff there too, if they can, if they still own the rights. The way it works. There was a documentary on Chuck E. Cheese, and like there, it was like a huge like intellectual theft and infighting, and two founders who hated. There's like good juice on Chuck E. Cheese, by the way. In case you're curious, you should look up into the history of them. I don't know.
You're here watching docs on Chuck E. Cheese, Cody?
Why the hell not? If they're interested,
I didn't even know it existed.
Go watch a docs on the Poop Cruise. Why can't I watch it on Chuck E. Cheese?
I think that's a fair point. I didn't know it existed. What streaming service is it on?
So who knows? Pasquale and Mr. Munch and Chuck E. Cheese didn't get along, is what you're trying to tell me.
Jasper was the
Jasper T. Joles or whatever. Jowls.
I'll have to find it.
That's the dog. The dog is the Jasper.
I used to adore Chuck E. Cheese. I wanted to go there all the time. When Chucky would come out I'd go up and I'd try to find him and give him like a high five. Even if it wasn't my birthday, somebody else is celebrating their birthday. I'm over there. I'm trying to get a high five from Chuck E. Cheese.
There's a big deep dive into it.
Don't they sell? Wasn't there a time when they sold like their pizza, like as frozen pizzas?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Pasquale's.
They were delivering. They were hidden on during COVID.
We mentioned it really early.
Yeah, during COVID, they on DoorDash and stuff offered pizza still, even though Chuck E. Cheese was closed. But they didn't want to just say it was Chuck E. Cheese pizza, so it was Pasquale's pizza or whatever,
which was like an anagram or something. Yeah.
Pasquale's is one of the characters.
Oh, that's what it was.
Pasquale is a Chuck E. Cheese character.
Just good stuff.
He was the drummer.
So goofy.
He's the only human character. Cody, you can dress up as Helen Henny, the lead vocalist.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Problem is that was the female chicken, but that was the vocalist.
It would be good for a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna use this crown from our Whittison event to get, you know, into a Halloween costume, you know? That's all. Just trying to figure it out.
You would need the full getup for that if you're gonna have it as like a Halloween costume. The robe, the scepter. Oh yeah,
you I already told you I had one of those things anyway.
Yeah, you need all of it.
You know, to go through there. I didn't. You know, I was trying to remember all the stuff. One of the creators of Chuck E. Cheese, that's what it was, is the co-founder of Atari. So like,
that's their parent organization is Atari.
Mm-hmm. So like, really goes on. But there was some real. You know, it's like when you find out Simon and Garfunkel didn't get along. You know. I just assumed a happy place for kids. Maybe they'd be there.
Someone says, didn't know we had some Chuck E. Cheese historians on the show. Hey, this is right in our entire age of growing up.
I'm allowed to know more than one thing or to have multiple interests or watch. I really, the current media trend of like docs on individual events interests me.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm interested in like this thing happened. Let's watch an hour long. It's about an hour. That's my.
Yeah, I like those a lot. That's why I watched the one about the poop cruise.
Yeah. And you said it was interesting.
It was quick too. It wasn't a long one. So
like
it was
90 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Probably felt longer for those people.
What?
Know?
Drew?
What? Sorry, we can't all, you know, some of us like documentaries. We like to learn, grow.
What's wrong with what I said?
I need to go back.
What?
You said something apparently you weren't supposed to.
No, you said it was. You're talking. Never mind. I'll tell you during the break.
I said the poop cruise doc was short. It wasn't long. Yeah,
it doesn't sound that crazy. That one does.
It doesn't. It just made me laugh. It's not like it's egregious, but it just made me laugh. There is something though that I did clip. You did say.
Oh yeah.
As well, there's a cut in there. I don't know if I'm technically allowed to.
I didn't say anything that bad.
I think just out of context.
Well, I'm sure it was, like all the drops. Yes. I'm sure they are out of context.
It was totally out of context.
How do you get people to keep coming? Yeah, you have to get people to keep coming to Chuck E. Cheese.
There you go.
In fairness, there was a distinct pause after you said Cody started to say something, paused for a second, and then
kept talking.
I like
it sticky. Well, that's another one out of context. I was reading lyrics.
You've been hitting haymakers today.
I was reading lyrics.
As a reminder, if you're going to listen to the new Justin Bieber album today,
there's a song called Sweet Spot.
Do not, and I cannot emphasize this enough, do not listen to that song in the car with your kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're thinking, well, you know, I'd say the early part of the song's got kind of a 90s R&B feel to it. Almost like, oh yeah, kind of makes me feel like I'm dancing to like Casey and JoJo at a middle school dance. Then I would say the lyrics take a sharp turn.
Yeah, it's like, you're right, it's Casey and JoJo, but then also mixed with like WAP.
Yeah. Well.
It's like that together. And that's,
so if
that's
you can imagine that combination of songs, that's what that song is by Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it's
not exactly it's,
dangerous.
You and the wife, just put that on a little bit later on tonight.
I would say that's an expectation. That's for sure.
All right.
Hey. I had to.
What's that?
You cannot play any of that song. Please do not. Are you playing Casey and JoJo?
No, this is a sweet spot. But I just wanted to start the instrumental.
You do not play the song. Do not play that song on this show.
I just said I was.
There's no lyrics. I'm playing the instrumental.
In a show in which I set an over under of 20 total years in radio and took decidedly under in that category, I cannot have you play that song today.
I'm not going to jeopardize all of us 20 years over under today.
So just all I'm saying is be careful.
We will have the fan club music though.
Good. Good. And as a reminder, this Sunday, our first Wittizen event as senior Wittizens we're putting on. 10:30, free Bobby Witt Jr. haircuts, because at 12:30, the Bobby Witt Jr. look-alike contest takes place, the first of many hopeful events for the Wittizens. We hope to see you out there at the K on Sunday.
Up next, it is a fan club Friday. Joshua Briscoe going to join us. We'll talk about the Chiefs and the upcoming deadline for Trey Smith, plus some more camp thoughts as we head up there in a few weeks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.